Here's a thought about the fall fog season. Now, I know so many photographers get excited about the fall season for all those wonderful colored hillsides of orange and yellow leaves. But for me, the fall is less about leafy colors than it is about fog. I love photographing in the fog. There's something magical about it. I always remember one of my favorite quotes from Jay Mazel, who said, "Never trust air you can't see." Well, fog is essentially air we can see, which has as a primary characteristic the fact that it softens detail and decreases the micro contrast that shows us all the details. So here we are in the beginning of November with the fog starting to show up, maybe not every morning, but enough mornings to get me excited about photography. The question I've often asked myself is, what is there about fog that is so photographically seductive? And I think I've kind of figured out an answer, at least for me. It's this: photography, by its very nature, is optically detailed. We treasure the sharpest possible lenses. We use things like tripods and image stabilization so that we can render every single detail. Photography is about factual things and a precise view. A photograph describes and tells and illuminates and delineates. It's one of the things that makes it so different from, say, painting or drawing, is that optical delineation that makes every little detail show up. And then we introduce fog, which obscures and asks questions and hides and introduces a certain kind of mystery, and in doing so, inverts photography's natural characteristics. I love that photography has the ability to show us incredible amounts of detail, but I also love the way fog, and sometimes snow, sometimes rain, sometimes mist, will take those characteristics that are so native to photography and absolutely obliterate them and make us use photography in a completely different way. I remember years ago there was someone who asked me why fog shows up so frequently in my photography. And sort of off the cuff, at the spur of the moment, I said, it's like comparing language, which is so precise and so communicative that it allows us to tell these incredibly complex stories in novels and theater and etc., and comparing that to the Jabberwocky, which sounds like it's meaningful, but it's really just enveloped in mystery and innuendo and suggestion, without facts, without clarity. The poem Jabberwocky uses language to defeat language. And similarly, fog in a photograph can be used to defeat photographic clarity and introduce an entire new set of emotions to our visual artwork.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.